Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Guess who just got back today? Them Brooklyn boys that have been away. They both have so much to say. You know their names are Brody and Skiri. The boys are back in town. Boys are back in town. Brooklyn. Boys are back in town.
Episode 273. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Woo-hoo! I think we play that song more than our normal theme.
Oh, what are you trying to say? We take a lot of vacation?
I think you take a lot of vacations. You and that morning show. You guys are always on vacation. I feel like a listener now.
Guys are always on vacation.
Always on vacation.
And guess what? I got news for you. I'll just give you the preview right now. We'll be on vacation in less than another month.
Wait a minute, what week is this you're taking off?
It's Thanksgiving week. Week of Thanksgiving, we're away. Okay. And I won't be here either. I'll be out of town. Otherwise, okay, I would have been like, you know.
24 years, we never got the week off. You know what I think it is? You guys all see how I'm relaxing this year and how calm I am and how good I feel. So now the whole show is following my lead and trying to like step back from the show like I did.
No, when you reach a certain plateau, 28 years doing this, yeah. 28 years, you have to take a certain amount of time with the union. The union gives you a certain amount of weeks, and you got to use those weeks.
Yeah. I'm all about unions. I know. It's just right. It's what it's we like got. 17 weeks already. 20 weeks. I can't.
You know, a buddy of mine said the same thing. He's like, I can't believe it. You guys are like always off. And I look at him and I'm like, dude, I love you, brother, but you know, get a better job. I don't know. Get a job that pays you a lot of money and. You know, you get to take a lot of vacation time or get a job with a lot of vacation. I know you're gritting your teeth, but I don't know what to say.
You can't just tell people to get a better job. It doesn't work that way. You can't just go, I'm going to go over there and go, I'm going to get a job with 12 weeks vacation.
No, but you negotiate that stuff, right?
When you get a job, you can negotiate.
Even when you're not in the union, when you get a job, you sign a contract, right? I'm not being a douche.
We have a friend who used to work with us at this station a long time ago, and she has a job with a European company. She works for a European company. Right. And because of the country she works for, they take off the entire summer.
Right.
And all of December.
Yeah.
So she gets off, I think, June, July, August, and December.
Not uncommon, Brody.
Because Europe doesn't believe in working certain times of the year.
Yeah.
Something like that. So she has even more vacation than you do.
But what I'm saying is, if you're getting you get a gig, right, whatever that is, at the time of you sitting down, and obviously you're given a salary, right then and there, you're like, look, and by the way, I want you know, salary, bonuses, and you negotiate weeks off for yourself.
And then or hopefully the laughter stops quickly and the job offer is still on the table.
Well, or if they can't give you the money you want, right? Let's say you want, I'm just going to throw this out there. Let's say you want
$100,000.
But they say, we could pay you $80,000.
Right. Then you tell them I'd like an extra 2 weeks of vacation.
Right. That's the negotiable part. You say, you know, okay, that's great. I'll take the $80,000, but can I also get an extra 2 weeks of vacation?
Right, maybe pay for my parking. There's other things they
can do. You could throw in. A free laptop, I don't know. But but it's all about negotiation. So, you know, you have to open your mouth. You got to say it. Now, they may shoot you down for that. And then and then you may be like, you know, this isn't the job for me.
They may have security drag you out of the building for that.
Yeah. And I know beggars can't be choosers. A lot of people like, you're scary. You don't even know how it is out there. And I know a lot of people saying that right now. But
scary, you and I had real jobs. I mean, like real hardworking jobs back in the day. Well, not like hardworking, but we worked. I know what it was like to have 2 weeks vacation or like a week and a half. Some people don't get any vacation.
When I started here, what did I do, Brody? I used to work the overnight shift from midnight to 6 a.m. on the air and then do the morning show.
Picking up girls on AOL.
On the request line.
Oh, sorry.
2 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, that's right.
That was before the advent of cell phones.
Route 3. Route 3 at the TikTok diner.
Before the advent of the internet. And I would be like, hey, let's go. You know, whatever. Anyway, so I'd go home around 11 at noon, and that's a 12-hour day right there.
Yeah. How do you swipe right on our quest line? What do you do
there? Shut up, dick.
This is how long Scary's been in radio. He used to meet girls without even seeing what they look like. You couldn't even look up their profile or their Instagram.
Or they would send a picture through on their flip phone, which is like grainy and like...
Dude, when you started in radio, you're talking about...
3 pixels.
Mid-90s, there were no flip phones.
Even then,
there were no photographs.
There was America Online, right? So I'd be like, hey, what's your AOL profile, you know?
Right, yeah.
But even the pictures there sucked. Couldn't really see, you know. Email me a picture of yourself.
And you hoped it was them.
Yeah, I mean, one time I got off the air. It was like 6 a.m. I did a Friday night into Saturday. Oh, that's the other thing. I didn't have weekends off.
Her name was Saturday?
I used to work weekends. Yeah. So I would work Monday to Friday, and then Friday night shift, I would have no life. And then, you know, usually you get the drunk people calling at 2 a.m, you know, make song requests or whatever.
Hey, I want to hear Eagle Eye Cherry save tonight.
Or you get the woohoo girls where you're on speakerphone in the car and they go woohoo. And then, you know, you just start like talking to them, chatting them up. And then, like, you know, you take it private and you.
Oh my God, Scary Jones, why are you so scary? Can I find out? And you're like, it's scary. Oh, never mind.
And then you say, hey, I'll meet you at a diner. We'll go to the Golden Unicorn in Staten Island. You know, I'll meet you there. Does that even exist anymore, the Golden Unicorn?
I don't know.
Golden Dove.
Sounds like the name of a cheap hourly hotel.
The Golden Dove. Whatever it is. Anyway, so let's go. And then you meet him at like 6:30 in the morning when I get off the air and on my way back to driving back to Brooklyn. And and then it's like
so romantic. Life of a DJ.
And then you're like, oh my God, what did I get myself into?
That was back in the day when Scary wouldn't take vacations off because he would miss out a chance of getting girls on the request line. Now he's got Robin. He can I get to take off. Go hang out with Robin.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of vacations. I want to get into your trip to Savannah. When do you want to talk about that?
Savannah, na-na-na.
That's where you are.
Savannah, na-na-na.
Savannah Bananas.
The most haunted city in America.
What?
It's one of the most haunted cities in America.
Okay, I'm going to have to call bullshit.
All right. No, it is.
When we come back, we'll hear about this bullshit you got sucked into. UFOs, haunting houses.
Wait.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
So were there UFOs landing in Savannah near the haunted houses?
We're not going there today, Brody. We're not talking about aliens and UFOs. Obviously, there's a clear segment of our audience that thinks that's bullshit.
We're not talking about UFOs. We're talking about something real, serious now. Haunted houses. Savannah's the, what is it now? What'd you say it was? The most haunted what?
So, you know, Salem, New Orleans, Charleston, a lot of these cities in America are ancient. They're old. And they're
all of them are old.
Well, no, some of them are older than others, right?
Yes.
In fact, do you know the oldest city in America, David Brody? Bet you don't.
By appearance, I would say Detroit.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
The oldest city in America.
Well, it would have to be...
No, it wouldn't have to be any of the ones you're thinking of.
Are you going to say Savannah?
It's not even,
is it oldest in terms of America? Oldest in terms of like the Native Americans were living there?
The oldest in terms of America. In
like
fact,
Christopher Columbus?
It's not even in the Northeast.
No, I imagine it's in the South because you just came back from Savannah with knowledge.
It has nothing to do with where I came back from either.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me the oldest city in America.
St. Augustine, Florida.
All right.
Settled a good 40, 50 years before Jamestown was.
Okay.
The oldest city in America. Now, I want to go visit there. And apparently it's haunted. So all these old cities are haunted. So Savannah is among them.
Hashtag they don't have anything else to talk about.
Come on now.
You know why New York City's not haunted?
Why?
Because we have Broadway and sports teams and restaurants and pizza. Oh, no. You have nothing to talk about in your town?
There are things.
I don't know. Let's say there's a haunted tree. Everyone will come visit.
No, there are hauntings in New York City. We hear about them all the time.
No, those are called muggings.
So There's a house, and I don't want to get the name wrong. I think it's called the Marshall
Over Weed. Over at the Frankenstein. Well, yeah. Huh?
The Marshall Weed House. Hold on. Is it Marshall Weed?
The one with the smoke coming out of it?
Yeah, exactly. That one. Weed House. I'm sorry. The Sorrell Weed House. S-O-R.
Oh, that one's much better than the Marshall
S-O-R-R-E-L Weed House. So the Sorrell Weed House is probably the most haunted house in Savannah, arguably.
Compared to the other haunted houses.
You're not believing it. They give
I'm 100% in. I'm all in. You know me.
They give ghost house tours. So we went there at night. We paid a lot of money.
Hold on. Like a lot of money. Let me guess. 50?
Okay. We'll talk about that at the end. All right.
Whoa. You paid more than $50 to go into a scam house?
It wasn't a scam. See,
you can come to my house for 40. I'll tell you it's haunted.
Listen to me. Here's my problem.
Old man Higgins died here.
I knew it. See, I already knew this was coming this way.
With that crop circles?
I know it. See, okay, good. I'm gonna let you get it all out.
Is there a rocking chair that a boy died in? Come on.
No, it was not that.
And every once in a while, when the wind blows, the rocking chair moves. It's called wind. But all right, good.
Okay, so the ghost tour is $30. But the after hours paranormal investigation is $70.
And you paid for that?
Yes. So here's the thing.
You paid $100. I know you treated Robin, right? So you paid $200.
Listen to me.
For a scamboni. Hit the jingle. Where's the jingle?
It's not a scamboni.
Get the jingle right.
Oh my God.
Let me hear about it. Maybe it'll be real.
No, Brody thinks it's a scamboni.
Scamboni. Oh, there's the ghosts. There's the ghosts at the end.
So when you get there, you know you've walked into a creepy place. There was a guy...
shooting up heroin?
No, there was a dude apparently who owned the house. And they take you into the men's quarters and then the ladies' quarters. But
Separate money?
As you're in the house, obviously all the lights are out. Everything's like really dark and dim on purpose.
You think for $200 they could afford electricity?
They're setting the mood and they're telling you what goes on in each room of the house. And the woman, the tour guide, told us that in our last tour, people saw some activity over by the piano. They saw some things going on there.
Right.
So apparently it's actually a reoccurring things. They see apparitions.
I'm willing to bet that every tour group right before whatever you go just saw something.
You think so?
That's like when you go whale watching. They go, I can't promise anything, but the last tour, 20 minutes ago, we saw some mating whales. There was a feeding frenzy. You just keep your eyes open. We saw them a little while ago.
I know you'd be a hater.
I'm just telling you what the scam is. The whale watching scam, the ghost scam. Oh, the last tour.
I knew it.
Well, how come this tour? How come this tour didn't say?
So we get to...
You know what they're going to tell the tour after you? What? The last tour saw a lot of activity.
Well, they asked us if it was okay that we go to the basement.
They tell you to hide your phones?
No, hold on. It was okay. We went to the basement and we kept the lights low. And of course we wanted to do that. So we get down there. And apparently the guy who owned the house, his son, was a self-made surgeon, and he would do surgery in this one area of the basement. And they had a recreating of the chopping of this block with all the surgical tools in the window. It was behind the window, and they showed you all these rusty tools and stuff. Whether they were original.
Was there a sign that said, if you steal the rusty tool, we charge you $500, like that steakhouse to?
So they said that a lot of times the surgeries would go wrong. So what they would do is
the self-taught surgeon.
Well, they would then take the bodies and they would put them in the mortuary right next to, like literally in through the door. They showed us a doorway with a door, and the door there was like a little chain around the thing. Like you can't get near the door and you can't get through it. Don't open this door. And it was like
open dead inside.
And there was a cinder block. And the lady said that on her one of her first nights there, she was closing up, and it was late at night, and the door was closed, It has real locks on it, like current locks.
Mm-hmm.
The door to the mortuary, and the door flew open on her.
No.
And she ran out screaming. She said that just about every morning they would come in, and in the basement right there, then the door to the mortuary was always wide open. This inexplicably.
Inexplicably, but only since she started.
So she said that they had to put a cinder block there to block it from opening up. And this, so there's a cinder block at the foot of the door, so it can't open on its own. She also said if you sit in this certain area of the basement,
mm-hmm.
you have to make sure that you keep all of your belongings against you, like on you, like secure your belongings, because there are these ghosts that are earring thieves, and they will pull out of your ear, like steal your belongings, your earrings, your accessories.
Pickpocket ghosts.
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. The doors that fly open every night, right?
Yeah.
Did the doors fly open so hard they knocked over the video camera set up on a tripod to film this happening?
No, dude. Google it. There's actually, they put cameras on infrared or whatever for paranormal activity in the overnight right. while they're not there. Yes.
And they showed the doors swinging open with no mechanical
apparatus. I bet you can Google Sorrel Weedhouse doors flinging open. And hold on, wait, it gets better, Brody. I'm not even close to
done. It couldn't get worse.
Fuck you. Hold on. There's a certain area it was like a long corridor, and it was all
velvet ropes.
It was really, it was just red light. It was just a dim red light. And they say that if you want to try and connect with the spirit, there's a spirit of a shadow of a soldier that walks back and forth that people have seen. So you sit down in this wooden chair.
Hold on. How much extra to walk down the hall? 30?
No, it's free. You sit down. It's part of the tour. Like if you feel like you want.
Did you do it?
No.
Did you sit down in the chair?
No, here's what they do. They do like a little 10-minute story, and mm-hmm. then you get to wander around for about 15 minutes.
So did you sit in the chair? Did you see the soldier?
I sat in the chair. I didn't see the soldier.
Isn't it funny? It's a soldier, not like a plumber or like a.
Well, it was a soldier, whatever. Anyway, they say the soldier, they say sometimes people connect with that spirit. The other thing they said, that again, Brody, I'm trying trying to keep a straight face because I know Brody is like legit, like you fucking idiot. You believe you fell for this? I believe in this paranormal activity. There's also a situation where the woman, the mistress of the house, apparently she was being cheated on by the guy who owned the house with one of the slaves from the outhouse. So when you go to the outhouse,
the slave lived in the bathroom.
The what's the house beyond the house? The carriage house.
Okay, or the slave house.
The slave house.
We went on a plantation, is what you're telling me.
We went into the carriage house up to the top of the stairs in the attic, and that's where apparently the slaves were put. They say that the owner of the house was so upset because his wife, you're laughing, the wife jumped off the roof because she found out that he was cheating with a slave. So he murdered the slave in the slave carriage house room. You're like, not about this. Hold on. You go into the room and you close the door behind you, and there's been the sound, like, let me out, help me, help me. And that apparently is the slave. You can hear her in that room. That's what they're saying. Who are we to deny this? Who are we to say that this never happened?
Yeah,
it's the most haunted house in Savannah. Anyway, you don't believe it. We'll just move on. What is that?
What? I don't hear anything.
You're a dick. What are you pulling up sound effects of paranormal activity?
I'm not. I didn't.
This one couple took it so seriously. They had one of those meters. One of those things where you detect.
Like a parking meter?
No. They were this paranormal activity meter where they were like looking around. They were walking around the house looking for something, listening for something. Detecting waves.
Okay. Does it sound like that?
You don't believe me? I'm going to tell you what happened to Kathleen. My girl, Kathleen. This is, okay, my buddy's wife, all right?
Did he find her cheating with a slave?
No. There was a certain area of the basement that when you walk in, you feel claustrophobic. You feel like there's a problem. Or your
closet?
So something happened with her iPhone watch where the thing started fucking flipping out when she went into this room and her heart started racing. And then when she left, she was good again. And then she went back in and her heart started racing again. So there's something to energy in a room that could be paranormal activity.
Was it a sauna?
All right, Brody. I know there are slices that are listening that are with me on this that believe in ghosts, paranormal activity. Maybe they've experienced some themselves.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm just saying this house is a scam. I'm not saying that the slices shouldn't believe what they believe.
How do you know? You haven't been there. Okay. We're just going to end this.
Some things you just know. This is one of those things I'm just saying. I think they suck at you. I don't think modern science is swooping down and making this like a government facility where they're investigating paranormal activity. It's a couple of people that have a fucking museum. They're getting people to come in.
So you're saying,
oh, we'll make it a scary house.
So you're saying that that they made up all the stories of the house? You're saying that they're
a scare bony. That's what it is. It's a scare bony.
You don't think that these, you don't think that the stories were true?
By the way, tweet us, hashtag ScareBony.
Who tweets story, anymore?
The time you got ripped off. X us.
Nobody tweets or X's.
I check Twitter.
That platform is dead. Nobody's on there anymore. Nobody sends me any messages on Twitter. Anyway,
go ahead.
But that said.
I'm not calling it that.
You could say what you want. X, Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it. My point is, at least leave us a talk back about...
Yeah, the time you got scare bony.
No, the time that you actually encountered an apparition, a weird happening, paranormal activity.
Well, or the time that a ghost took $100 out of your pocket at the door.
Stole your earrings. What?
I can just imagine you and your friends with their wives holding their ears like, oh, I hope no one steals my hearing. Oh, my God.
With Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I tried.
You tried.
You don't believe it. Okay, listen. Some of us believe in these things. Others don't.
Yeah.
I tend to believe in that haunted houses are real. That things can happen. Voices,
I know you do.
Voices, feelings. It could just be a premonition, something that you just, an uncomfortable feeling that comes over you. It could be something
like when I listen to a story about ghost house. That's, I get that uncomfortable.
You just think that they're just out to get your money. It's a whole dog and pony show. It's like a carnival, like a circus.
No, I would
act.
Pay for a dog and pony show. What I won't pay for is a ghost and spirit of a soldier walking down a hallway with a red light.
Listen, we didn't. That's what I'm paying for. Although we didn't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I bet you would never ever agree to be left there 3 o'clock in the morning in that cellar by yourself.
Yeah,
no,
I'd be
shot.
Bored.
No way, dude. No way. All right, fine. Google it, everyone. Sorrel, S-O-R-E-L-L, Weed House, right. Savannah.
So, speaking of Scambonis, the latest one, I don't know if I talked about this last week. Forgive me if I did, but it's in segue to something else. I'm talking about Facebook Marketplace again. The new thing now is they text you and they go, oh, I want to buy it. Can I come now? And they go, call me. And they're all 260 area codes for some reason, right? And
it's a Scamboni?
You can't reply. You can't reply to them like, I know you're a scam or go away, because they immediately like block you from responding because they expect you to call. I don't know what they do when you call, but that's the new scam. They go, oh, what condition is it in? But they ask some generic question, but the answer is all that. So anyway, right. Unrelated to that, just to let you know, there's that scam going on. Let's see. Okay. So I'm selling something on Facebook, as you can imagine. And
you're selling something.
Yeah. And it's a thing from my house. Anyway, this woman, I'm telling you her, I don't know if she's real, if it's a scam, I don't know. It's important to the conversation. So I'm letting you know her profile picture is that of an Asian woman. And her name is the name of an actress, but reversed. Like the last name's first, the first name's last.
Okay.
I Googled it to see if like she's a known scammer. Anyway, she wrote, I'm interested in the item. I can pick up on Sunday, but I have no exact time as of now. Okay. Now that's a relatively well-written English sentence that I'm assuming is a copy and paste.
Except she said the item.
Right. Well, yeah, right. Then she wrote back. I didn't answer her right away.
People don't talk.
And she wrote back, Mr. David, which already is a red flag to me. Cause it's, you know, Mr. Brody. I have some questions about the item. She mentioned what it is here. She says, are the legs removable? Now it says in the post that the legs are removable. She says, is the table can be fit in the car?
Oh boy.
Okay. So I say, now again, I'm not criticizing her grammar here, but I said, it says the legs come off in the description. I have no idea how big your car is. How would I know if it's going to fit in her car? I don't know what kind of car she has. And more importantly, even if she tells me what kind of car she has, I don't know how big it is. She writes back, I have an SUV RAV4. So I said, the measurements are in the description. You need to measure your car. It's your car. I have no idea what size your car is. So she writes, now you follow me so far?
Yeah, so far I got
you. Fucking way of knowing if this thing is going to fit in her car, even if she tells me what kind of car it is. I'm like, oh, of course the RAV4 has 82 inches clearance. I don't know. And it's not my job to Google it. She writes, hi. I am sorry the messenger has no camera, so I am unable to see where you are. If you put the thing on Facebook for selling, so mentally prepared for the message, I am so sorry if you feel bad. I am interested to buy the item I can pick up on Sunday, but I have no exact time as of now. So I go, okay. So I said, let me know what time is good for you. And again, I'm just David. You don't have to call me Mr. David. She writes back, no, Mr. David. So I go, I don't understand what you're saying about the messenger has no camera. I don't know what you're saying. I want to understand what you're saying.
Sounds like AI gone wrong.
So she writes back, please DNT, which I assume is don't, apply your sensitive brain, me, David. I have a sensitive brain. Okay. So I say, I don't know why you're being rude. I'm just trying to understand you as your English is not making sense to me. If I don't understand what you say, and I say I don't understand what you say, that's not me being rude. Your translations into English are not making complete sentences, and I want to understand you so I can help you. Because, you know, I don't know what she's saying. So let me, hold on. Oh, my phone just, somebody just
messaged. It's definitely a scam, right?
I don't know. Let me go back to it. Hold on. Let me go back to the message because it just, the window closed. Hold on.
Yeah.
It's too good not to go. Hold on.
Hold on.
So she wrote back, I thought the same. Why you unnecessary talking? You started rude. Look at you, throw it.
Okay.
And then she wrote, Mr. David. Then she wrote, I said, I wasn't trying to be rude, and I don't know what you mean by throw it. That doesn't mean anything. If you're using a translator, I don't understand you. So she wrote back, please block me. I am no dandy brat. I Googled it. There's no such thing as a dandy brat. I said, I don't know what it, I'm not being rude. I don't know what a dandy brat is. She wrote back, you dandy brat. So that's how that conversation went.
Okay.
And I said, okay, thank you. I guess you're not interested anymore. Huh.
And
so,
that was it.
She no dandy brat. So again, the pitfalls of selling on Facebook. She no dandy brat. I can't argue with that. I never called her a dandy brat. So
Brody, I've been away for like a week. I haven't seen you. What, week and a half? What, where have you been? Where have you been going?
Forget I've been about on Facebook Marketplace.
No, enough of this. Enough of this. This is unhealthy. You're developing a very unhealthy habit. Right,
I'll tell you, I did go out.
Because all you do is you sell shit on and you stay home. I feel bad for you.
I did something I haven't done in many, many years.
What's that?
I was meeting a friend for lunch in Manhattan.
And you paid for them?
No. Oh. And normally, it's not about the lunch. Normally, I drive in. You know me, I'm a big drive into the city guy. I always find a parking space or I pay for parking. Well, this particular location where my friend wanted to have lunch, it was $48 to park, which I'm not doing.
$48? Must have been Midtown Manhattan. Yeah.
Yeah. So my wife says, you know, you don't want to pay $60 with the tolls and the parking. Why don't you take the train in? Take NJ Transit. Goes right to Secaucus. Now, if you're not from the area, all the trains in New Jersey all go to Secaucus, which is not far from where the Jets and Giants play football. It's not far outside of Manhattan. All the trains go there. And then you can either transfer whatever to anything you want, other train systems and Amtrak, whatever. I don't know. But maybe not Amtrak, but you can, all the trains from Secaucus, all of them go into Manhattan. So a lot of people just go right to Secaucus,
right?
They park in the lot, and then you have like 8 trains all going into Manhattan. You go to Penn Station, which is the big train station, and then from there you take a subway wherever you want to go. So I'm like, all right, you know what? The train's like, I don't know, $10, $12, whatever it is. And parking in New Jersey by the particular parking lot I went to is $5 for the train stations in the neighborhoods. And you take the train, it's like a half hour to Secaucus, you go to Manhattan. Okay, great. So, you know, I don't get up early in the morning, but I got to get to the train at, I think it was 11:04, something like that. 11, let's say 11:05. So I get to the parking lot, I get there like 20 to 11, and I get a spot. I get one of the last spots because, you know, everyone who's going to work is already parked there. And I get there nice and early, and I text my wife, I made it to the train. Because she takes the train in every day to work. And she was talking me through the process. She's like, you should go to this station. So I go to the station. We'll call it Smith Street Station. It's not, but for the sake of the conversation, I went to Smith Street Station.
Okay.
And I'm 20 minutes early, and I have to take the train east to Manhattan. Because New Jersey is west of Manhattan. Okay. So they make an announcement. We have some track delays. So the westbound train coming from Manhattan will now be on the eastbound track. Okay, so the train comes on the track on the platform I'm waiting on, and it goes in the other direction, and the guys are like, yeah, all the trains are coming on this track. We have a track problem. Okay, great. So it's 11:01, 11:02, and I'm looking, according to the train schedule, I will get into the city in just enough time to get on the subway to make my lunch with my person. It's 11:05, 11:10, 11:15, 11:20. There's no train. No announcement, no nothing. So the woman next to me says to a friend, I just looked in the NJ Transit app. There's no longer a train coming at 11:05. The train has just disappeared. It's canceled. It's done. No train.
Okay.
So I'm like, fuck, my wife told me this was easy. So now I got to jump back in my car. I've already paid $5 for parking. I got to jump in my car and drive to Secaucus, 25 minutes to get to Secaucus. And when I get there, there's a giant parking lot. It's $30 to pay for parking, Scary. $30. I already paid $5. Now I got to pay 30. So I go to the entrance, which is right by the entrance to the train station. And, you know, I have a handicap parking pass because I have a bad knee at the moment. I have, so anyway, other things. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, all these.
You have a bad attitude.
That's correct. So all these parking spaces are empty, but there's a sign that says parking lot entrance is closed. Please go around to the other entrance. So I go all the way to the end.
Now this around is the outside, around the outside,
around the outside. I go around. I go to the back corner and the sign there says entrance closed. Please use the parking lot across the street.
Oh, man.
Now I have to go across the street, which is like a quarter mile away from the entrance to the train station. So I pull in. I pay $30. I'm trying to save money here. I pay an additional. Now I've paid $35.
Now you're bleeding money.
I could have driven into the city for $48. I've now paid $35. So I go into the lot. I get the handicapped spot in that lot, which is the front of the lot. Big deal. I now have to cross the street, walk the entire length of the other parking lot, which is like a football field. No joke.
Yes.
And I'm starting to get uncomfortable. My back's hurting. My ankle's hurting. Everything that's wrong with me is hurting. I'm getting tired. So I get to where the exit is, right, where I wanted to park. And there's a guy sitting in the booth. I go, excuse me. Why is the entrance closed? You have like 12 handicapped parking spaces open. I have a handicapped parking pass. And he says, I don't know. I go, well, I could have parked there. Why didn't you double park? Why didn't you park and come in and get me? I go, it's a one lane road. If I stop, no one can pass me. I go, and I didn't see you. You weren't in the booth. I said, look, I just walked the whole park. I walked the whole thing, the whole blah, 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 blah. And he goes, he looks at me, goes, hey, what are you going to do? Like, life is life. Life sucks. I go, what do you mean? What am I going to do?
He doesn't give a fuck.
I go, yeah, he goes, sorry, man. Parking lot's closed. I go, you could have put up a sign, parking lot's closed.
Yeah, well.
Except for handicap parking. Oh my God. No. What are you going to do? So I go and I get in the city and I just make it in time. I hop, all the trains lined up. I make it. But now I'm out out $30 plus the toll on the turnpike.
Of course.
Gas, whatever. So now I'm like in the hole.
You're almost even for what the $48 you could have played. You see, because you know what I would have done? I would have paid the $48 and I would have just been, not have as a high stress level as you.
Right.
You know?
So all I got
I wouldn't have the anxiety that you got going on right now.
All I could tell, I could tell my wife I was right. Fuck New Jersey Transit. So I called New Jersey Transit yesterday.
Careful now. They're my
hello.
They're my friends.
2 days ago.
NJ Transit are my friends.
Well, good. I may need some connections. Oh. I call up and I tell them the story and I say, you know what? I would like you to refund my $30. And she goes like that. And she goes,
like she had some in her teeth. Like,
no, like that was the attitude. NJ Transit doesn't do refunds. I said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm telling you, it's your fault. The train disappeared and I had to go pay $30 for parking. She goes, yeah, we don't, NJ Transit doesn't give refunds. I go, come on. I said, I'll tell you what, just refund my ticket or credit me a free ticket because I spent a lot of money. It's your fault. It's not my fault. Oh, yeah, we don't give refunds. She goes, I'll put in a claim. I go, okay, how will I know if the claim is answered? Just we'll email you. And what if I don't get an email? Just, well, then you're out of luck. So I got, what are you going to do? And you're out of luck. That was my day today's Friday, Wednesday. My Wednesday. So guess what? Next time I'm paying $48 to park plus toll, $60. Fuck it. For the aggravation of taking the train, I'll go give money to a parking garage. At least I know it's going to be there.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love. and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
So much pent-up anger, David Brody.
I thought I was going to get free dessert. I got shit is what I got from NJ Transit. Son, I'm not done with them yet. I'll hit them up on social media.
Hey, is it wrong that I have a crush on Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah, she's 12.
No. She's 20.
Compared to you, relatively speaking.
Hear me out. Several episodes ago, I know we were coming down on...
She's a pretty young woman, but like, no.
Hold on. Before we go further.
No.
I want to reclaim my stance because people seem to think that I was... Was I ripping her on this podcast? I was ripping the fact that we don't have any good songs out. We didn't have a summer song, and Vampire was like our choice, and it was kind of slow and... Well... The truth of the matter is, like, the two
singles... You saw the video, now she's hot, you have a crush on her.
The two singles that followed, Bad Idea, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. What's the current one is Get Him Back. God, she looks so hot. She really does. And I can't... What are you... She's 20.
Yep.
Okay. What's wrong? Is that... Should I feel guilty for...
I
have a crush on her. Yep.
I know you 5 years longer than she's alive.
See, when you put it like that, it sounds creepy. Yeah, someone put,
you know what else is an interesting mathematical equation?
What's that?
My middle daughter is the same age as Olivia Rodrigo.
That's what bothers you. It's the age thing, and you're comparing it to your own daughter, and it was like, daughter.
The first thing I said
you're like, she's somebody's daughter, and this guy...
Our friendship is older than Olivia Rodrigo.
And here's why I feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because... She, first of all,
you remember 2003?
Right now,
when the Marlins beat the Yankees in the World Series,
yeah,
and we had Squish the Fish shirts at 200 that I created, that yes. came up with, right? 2003, remember that?
Yeah,
she was being born.
Okay, you know, the reason why I feel like that is because, first of all, she's firing on all cylinders right now. I said this on the morning show. She is the it girl.
Swift's the it girl.
Well, maybe for older girls.
Older? Have you seen a Taylor Swift concert?
I know, it's younger girls too.
It's
actually,
every girl.
No, it's a different
it's
kind
older
of
older women.
It's a different it's kind men. Of girl. It's a different.
You can't. Taylor Swift is the it person on the planet.
Taylor Swift appeals to a different kind
although,
of girl.
Can I say something about Taylor Swift real quick? When she got out of the car at the SNL after party, and Travis came over, and he helped her out of the car. He led her. Travis Kelce had her hand, and he walked first, which I thought was very gentlemanly. But I was thinking in terms of star power, she should lead him. She should be dragging him around. I'm just saying.
He did the chivalrous thing. But I tell you, Taylor could be a little vanilla. Olivia has been dragged through the mud. Like, look at what happened to her. Yeah. And
What's going to happen to her?
She got cheated on.
She stole a guy. She stole Josh Barrett.
The opposite happened. Sabrina Carpenter.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
And then he broke Sabrina Carpenter's heart. Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter allegedly stole Josh Bassett.
And then she took that sorrow and made $1 billion off of an album.
She did. Because like tour. Good For You and all those other songs.
Good For You. She had to give half to Paramore because, you know, she did.
Right, because it sounded like that. My point is, she's very, I think just,
talented.
I just, she's talented, but she's also relatable. And I don't know. I just think that a lot of girls are like, wow, this is, she's speaking for me right now. I think she's so well connected to
and
pop
so that
culture.
Touches you as a almost 50-year-old man. That no, touches you. It touches your heartstrings.
I love it because she's a strong woman. She's like independent.
Strong woman that you can take to dinner.
She's independent. I don't know. I find her.
She's independent, so you'd like to trap her and make her unindependent.
I don't want to find her hot, but I do. It's crazy. I don't want to find her attractive.
Okay, do you find Sabrina Carpenter attractive?
Yes, but not in the way that I find...
Here's what I'm thinking. You hook up with Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay, stop it. Come in.
And then leave her for Sabrina Carpenter, and they're going to have a whole album about you. My Love Was Scary. That'll be the title. I'll be like, wait, it must be Scary. I think she's alluding to Scary. That'd be great.
The reason why I bring it up is because you're the worst.
The reason you bring it up is that
we're two guys here. If this was some older women talking about a 22-year-old hot guy,
I'd say the same thing.
Nope. No, you wouldn't.
Because I would. Think of Danielle.
Think of Danielle from our show, right?
She's old enough I could think about it. She's thinking about Danielle, though.
She's older than me.
Married.
Older than me.
By a smidge.
She could fawn over some shirtless, hot guy who's 18 or 19 years old.
She likes David Beckham.
She said, say the same things. You know what I'm talking about, Brody. Don't start shooting holes into what
guy,
I'm saying.
Hold on. If she sees a guy in a boy band and she goes, oh, he's hot.
No.
She's making an objective opinion, yes. But she didn't say, I think I'm into her.
Brody.
You didn't say Olivia Rodrigo's hot. You said like,
Women do that. You've got to stop. Okay. Stop for 1 second. Women in their 40s and 50s do this all the time to guys and talk about guys like they're pieces of meat. Guys in their late teens, early 20s. And they...
Tell that to the judge.
Don't get... It's legal. It's all legal. They're over 17, dude.
No, I'm kidding.
18.
But does that make it right?
All you're doing is cracking jokes. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm putting an argument on...
the podcast is supposed to be.
You're
making a comparison.
No, I'm making a direct analogy. This is apples to apples.
That's not what an analogy is. But go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm making a comparison and I'm putting... Think about... People in their 40s and 50s, women.
Yeah, they call them cougars. I understand.
Cougars.
They like, yeah.
Okay, they don't get the same kind of reaction like, ooh, that's creepy. The same way, the way that you just did to me for being a guy, because the shoe is on the other foot. So all of a sudden.
I didn't say all men are creepy. I just said you.
That's a double standard.
No, because I don't think women who are in their 50s should be dating 20-year-old boys either. But that's my opinion, but I don't go around telling them not to do that. I don't tell people what, as long as if my 20-year-old daughter brought home a 50-year-old guy, it probably wouldn't sit well with me.
Of course not.
Right.
But what I'm saying
if a 50-year-old woman brought home my 20-year-old son, if I had one, that also wouldn't sit right with me.
See, that's where you're wrong though, because I feel like a lot of people would be okay with that. Society's
not on the podcast.
Society is okay with it overall.
Yeah.
They're okay with the woman being older and the younger guy, but not okay with
Brooklyn Boys podcast with society and Scary. No, it's me. I'm telling you. Look, I don't think society. I don't want to get into the whole physical dominance of a large man and a small girl. There's a lot of reasons why physically and mentally we look at those two situations differently. We do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes little 20-year-old girls are abused by large men there's a stigma there.
We're not going down that road, Brody.
No,
we're
I'm
talking specifically.
Stigma.
Let's keep it surface. Keeping it surface.
Let's get back to what this was about. You and Olivia Rodrigo.
Stop. No, I'm not saying that. Okay, yes.
You and Olivia Rodrigo. You are into Olivia Rodrigo.
There are definitely women right now, slices, that cringe. They're like, oh, Scary, that's creepy. That's ugh. But those same women probably have fawned over a guy in his early 20s, and that's okay.
Are they your age? And they fawned over them?
No.
Okay, so you're telling me there's a 49-year-old slice.
Yes,
who
female.
Sometimes when she does a podcast with her friend.
Yeah, who's fawning over a 19, 20-year-old Fill in the male celebrity right now. Whoever it is.
David Kushner. I don't know how old he is, but let's, okay. She's like, hey, you know what? I would hit that David Kushner guy.
Not David Kushner. Bad example. Bad example.
Why?
He's not it.
Why?
I'm just someone in their early 20s. Way up.
David Kushner is going to be a big deal soon.
All in their early 20s.
Yeah.
A hot guy in their early 20s.
David Kushner's in his early 20s.
But but no one's thinking about David Kushner that way.
Oh, so you're saying that's
a bad example.
Well, my daughter loves him.
That's your daughter, dude. We're talking about.
Okay. So now I have to mention a male celebrity who's 20 who has the same fame level. Is it about the fame of Olivia Rodrigo or the hotness? You said it's an age
and
thing. You said there are women who fawn over 20-year-old celebrities. So I'm saying you think there's some woman, Maria and Jane podcast, and Maria's going, hey, Jane, first of all, you have an old-timey name. Second of all, I have the fucking hots for David Kushner. He's smoking hot.
It's a bad example. No one knows who David Kushner is listening to this podcast right now.
Women know who David Kushner is because their daughters know.
The slices.
And posters of him up.
The people listening to this podcast do not know who David Kushner is.
Are you hot for Olivia Rodrigo because she's famous or because she's hot?
Both. That's part of the charm.
Okay. Scary. I'm making a comparison. Let's pretend David Kushner is more
famous.
Nobody
knows who David Kushner is. Stop saying his name.
The point is not that you're getting caught up on the fame of David Kushner. I'm saying let's pretend Kushner is more famous. The issue is whether Maria and June want to fuck David Kushner.
Maria and June?
Yeah. Jane.
Who are these people? Juanita, Jane, stop this crazy thing. Who are these fucking people you're talking about?
Heather and
Caitlin.
Marie.
Caitlin
and Sarah are doing a podcast. And Sarah's like,
Michelle and Dawn and Chrissy.
So they're doing a podcast. They fucking know because their daughters love David Kushner. This post is all over her room. They're like, you know that David Kushner, I'd fucking hit that.
No,
and Sarah's like, you know, yeah, you're too old for that shit. And Heather's like, no, I'm not too old because he's famous and talented and his music hits me where in my heartstrings and I want to fucking hit that.
His one song, his one song, Daylight. That's it.
Daylight speaks to me and I want to fuck David Kushner is basically what Heather is saying.
My point.
That's it. No, your point is not. I'm saying David Kushner 6 months from now is more famous. You're getting caught up on the story.
All right, but it's a bad example, but okay.
Okay. Let's pretend it's a 20-year-old baseball player. No. What's the difference?
All right.
It's a famous 20-year-old guy is the point of the argument.
Yes. Let's keep it generic then.
I did. David Kushner's generic. A celebrity, a hot 20-year-old celebrity.
Okay, hot 20-year-old celebrity. Not David.
And Heather's like, I want to hit that.
Yes.
And Jane's like, what are you talking about? You're 50 years old. And she's like, I got 50-year-old urges. Mm-mm-mm.
What I'm saying is,
I said what you said.
It's okay. For some reason,
it's
that's
not for me to judge. I'm only judging you because you're my friend, and I'm telling you, for you, it's creepy.
Oh, for me?
Yes, because you get to meet Olivia Rodrigo. That makes it worse.
No, it doesn't.
She'll be in studio next month, and you'll be like taking pictures with her, and everyone's gonna know you're like standing.
I can
next
take
to
a picture. No, but I'm gonna take a picture with her the same way I would take a picture with friggin' any celebrity of any age.
When you take a picture with the lead singer from Bowling for Soup, you're not thinking this guy's fucking hot. I'm gonna bang him. I mean, Jared's a nice guy. I happen to know him, but you're not taking a picture of him going, this guy's song speak to me. And he's hot. I remember 1985. So many great references. I would fuck him. No, you're thinking Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh.
I'm good for you, Olivia. You like the way I worked in a song title?
Yeah. Mm. I'm sorry.
Maybe you dress up as Dracula, like a vampire. Next time she comes up, you're like, hey, Olivia, I dressed up for you. You know what I mean? Get it? Olivia, Dracula, vampire. Get it? Maybe you come up with a poster of Josh Bassett, whatever the fuck his name is, and you put a dart through his face. You're like, look, I hate him too.
This episode is broken. This is broken. This podcast is broken.
Not.
This is broken.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this is not
the best episode we've done in 2 weeks.
Okay. By the way, let me change the topic altogether. Just shout out to Old Navy. They're not a sponsor.
Oh,
by the
something
way.
Old finally.
Old Navy. Did you ever think that my bougie ass would be shouting out to Old Navy? They fucking saved me. They saved me.
Okay, they're not a sponsor, right?
Not a sponsor. So a few weeks ago, we were going to this really fancy event, which I thought was not fancy, but turned out to be fancy, because all the guys on the morning show said, yeah, I'm just going to wear a sweater and some, like, you know, khaki pants or, you know, whatever, black pants, and that's it. Well, then everyone didn't consult me and said, oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to wear a suit. I'm going to wear a sports jacket.
Oh, so, don't you hate when that happens?
I hate when that happens.
You didn't have Brooklyn Industrial with you ready to go?
So I was wearing a shirt tucked in with a belt with nice pants, but no jacket.
Theory? Was it a theory shirt?
And as I'm pulling up in the Uber, like literally on 6th Avenue, about to make the left-hand turn down the side street where the event was, I get a call from Nate from the Big Show. Hey, man, listen, I just walked in, and just so you know, I want to give you the heads up that most of the guys in here have jackets on and suits and stuff. And I said, well, what are you wearing? He goes, yeah, I got a jacket on and I'm a suit. I'm like, you
dick. Of course,
dick.
Nate's like, a jacket guy.
No, but yeah, but he said he wasn't going to wear a jacket. So now I look like the schmuck.
Oh, my God. Does this sound familiar slices to anybody else? Does this not sound familiar? You got what's coming to you. 6 years later, you fucking got it. You got smoking jacketed. You got Brooklyn Industrial. Fuck you. You're underdressed and nobody told you. Now you know how it feels, bitch.
No, I don't know how it feels. You know why? Because we were at the red light. I looked to the right. There was an Old Navy there. I ended my ride. Dude, I ran into Old Navy, ran downstairs, and I said, look, I know this is a long shot. You guys really don't sell sport jackets.
Which Old Navy is this? Where has it downstairs?
6th Avenue.
6th and 18th?
Yes.
Oh, that's the one I used to be a manager at.
Oh, really?
I opened that store. 1995. I was a store manager when it opened.
All things are full circle. I guess.
And the downstairs used to be storage. It was just your karma
was with me that night. Your good karma.
There you go.
I ran downstairs. There was nothing anywhere. There was, and no, they're like, oh, I don't know if we have. And then she goes, I think I might have one thing.
I think Mike from security left his jacket here from yesterday.
She ran. We walked through the aisle, and then in the clothing rack in the sale area, there was one lonely black smoking jacket, one black and blazer hanging halfway off the rack. And she pulled it off, and I'm like, please be an extra large. Please be an extra large. It was an extra large. She goes, here, try this on. Brody, I swear to God, it was the only fucking jacket. It was almost like a ghost came.
A ghost came. Yeah.
Yes.
The soldier put the jacket there for you.
Put the jacket there. I tried it on, looked in the mirror. She goes, no one will ever know. It matches your pants fine.
No one will ever know what?
No one will ever know that you didn't show, that you showed up underdressed because you're going to walk out of here with this jacket today. The sleeves were slightly long, but all I had to do was like do a little like, you know, ruffle of my arms.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a $99 jacket. It was on sale for $66.
Dude, Old Navy doesn't sell things at a $99.
It was
on sale for $66.
It was the short of it is, in 6 minutes flat, I walked out, they popped the tags on me. I walked out of Old Navy.
You popping tags?
Yeah, I'm going to pop some tags.
Okay, Macklemore.
Walked down the street.
Macklemore, sorry.
Proudly, with confidence, walked into this event, and nobody even said for a second,
nice jacket.
They didn't say that it doesn't belong. What's that? That's weird. So I actually started telling people at the party, I'm like, can you believe I just bought this jacket 5 minutes ago because I felt underdressed? Guess what? Nobody, they're like, I would never have known. Would never have known. Nobody from
you
Elvis.
You told people the brand name of your jacket?
Yeah. I said, I got this at Old Navy about 10 minutes ago. It was hysterical. Anyway.
Are they a client?
They're not.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get them now as a result of this. So, all right. Okay. All right. So there you go. All right. The Brooklyn Boys
That's
podcast.
Nice. I like that story. It's a story of hope.
It's a story of hope. So shout out to Old Navy. Did you ever, once
not
again,
a sponsor.
On this day, shout out to Old Navy. Scary loves
Never
you.
Never thought I'd hear that. Never thought I'd hear that from Scary Joe.
With Brody and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right. So what do you think? Should we play some talkbacks?
I think so.
I can't imagine there's any more $1.06 Brody's Wrong talkbacks. So hopefully
not one.
People have moved on. Remember, next week we want your talkbacks on when you got scare boned.
No.
Or, time, legit, or you feel like you saw ghosts.
Absolutely.
Or pig demons or whatever.
That's the one.
I'm or ghosts you. Of soldiers or
you
something.
Say what you want about it.
All right.
Anyway.
iHeartRadio app, hit the little microphone, leave us a talk back. And if you leave like six in a row, first of all, we're not recommending it, but you don't need to introduce yourself every time, Juan Vasquez.
Yeah. So here we go. This is from episode 272, Prairie Doggy Style.
Oh, Prairie Doggy Style. Here we go.
This person has some feedback.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. Jamie from Queens here. When Scary was telling that story about someone taking a shit in the pool in Vegas, all I could think of was the duty scene from Caddyshack when they thought the candy bar was crap in the pool and everyone's yelling, duty, yeah, like in the Jaws theme is playing.
Baby Ruth.
I just busted out laughing because I could imagine that the Golden Nugget pool or the Brown Nugget pool, as you said, looked like that scene.
It was in Atlantic City.
Either way.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Jamie from Queens.
Oh, Jamie from Queens.
You guys briefly mentioned Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Well, a few years ago, I was at New York Comic Con. I was dressed as a zombie and had a giant fake wound on my face, like where I would have gotten bit. So I meet Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I didn't know who he was. He sees the wound and says, I'm going to beat the shit out of whoever did that to your face. And I cracked up.
Okay.
Huh. Hi, this is Liz from Hackensack, New Jersey. Brody Scary, Slice for Life. I just want to tell you guys that I love you and keep up the good work. Keep making us laugh. Brody, keep up your good work and your work hiatus. Scary, if you are friends with a couple that's getting married, you can talk to them and ask them for a plus one or... Don't go. It's just wedding etiquette. Don't get mad. Just do what you have
to do. Do what I have to do. Okay.
Yeah, all right. So enough. Go alone.
Brooklyn boys. Brody and Scary. Scary and Brody. On my way to work today, realized I forgot my pants. Look down. It's a fine looking penis, isn't it? Anyway, Curly Jason. Jason Curly. Slice for life.
Curly Jason. He made a reference to Naked Attraction.
Very nice.
On HBO Max. Very
yes,
funny.
Which we've been talking about full force now.
Fine looking penis, ain't it?
Hi guys, Emily from Connecticut. I'm calling about episode 271 where Scary was upset that Robin wasn't invited to the wedding. So I've been married and I definitely invited anybody that had a spouse or a very long time significant other if they lived together. I mean, I would have invited Robin, too, even if I didn't know her. They've been together for so long. But I definitely did not invite, at first, the boyfriend of my friend because
Because?
Emily from Connecticut again. So I did not invite one of my friend's boyfriends at first because he's an asshole and he treats her like shit.
Okay.
But eventually I did add him on to the guest list just because we had some guests traveling kind of for the wedding and a lot of people declined that we expected were going to be there. So I had room and I let her bring him just because I felt bad that she was going to have to get a hotel by herself.
Okay. Fair enough.
So do you think Robin wasn't invited to this celebrity, this wedding of the person you know from the radio station because Robin is an asshole who's abusive to you?
I'm going to go with no on that.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
I'm a special education teacher, and in my opinion, the guy who says he has OCD actually has ADHD and was probably also diagnosed with very annoying disorder, meaning you're just annoying and you're saying OCD a little obsessively.
Yes.
But you got ADHD and you're a bit annoying.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right.
Expert opinion.
Gary, I am in 100% agreement, or as you would say, 200% agreement. A flagel and a bagel are not the same thing.
Thank you.
If you're out of flagels, do not supplement it with a regular bagel and try to give it to me. Do not do that. It is not the same. I am with you.
I love her voice, but we don't know her name. So next time you leave a talk back, leave us your name.
Hi, by the way, Jessica from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm just wondering if any of your friends listen to the podcast, hear a conversation like the wedding invite, and know you're talking about them, and then reach out to you.
It's a great question. Sometimes that happens. In this case, no, because we were generic enough about it. But yeah, so I guess nobody from that wedding, because I don't know most of the people. I don't know 90% of the people going to this wedding. So I felt it was safe to bring it up. And I'm like,
I don't think the person who's throwing the wedding is listening to this podcast.
No, they're not.
Although twice I got called out by family members because Scary said something that I did that my wife was like, you didn't tell me that. Yeah. And then Scary said something about my daughter and she's like, so I hear Scary's talking shit about me. So other than that,
In this case, no. The wedding. The bride and groom do not listen.
That's correct.
Hey, Brooklyn boys, Brody and Scary.
This guy.
This is Joe from California.
Ooh, sounds like Juan Vasquez.
No, because I was listening to episode 272, and Brody was talking about Scary's papers being breaking news. But the breaking news really was that Scary did his own fucking laundry. He always said he had a service do your laundry for you, so... just curious when you started doing your own.
Yeah, Scary. Explain what you meant when you said you did your own laundry.
I did do my own laundry. I did. Mm-hmm. I have before. No, well, sometimes.
Did you write it in your journal?
Sometimes.
I actually did my own laundry.
I do my own laundry. Yeah, when I have time. Like on a rainy Friday or Saturday. It's been raining in the Northeast for seven weekends in a row. This is the seventh weekend in a row where we're getting rain. Guess what?
And Scary would like to point out that most months don't have seven weekends anymore.
Perfect time to do laundry on days like this.
Hello, everybody. This is not Juan Valdez. How you doing today? This is not Juan Valdez. How you doing today?
All right. Just wanted to clear that up, didn't you? Thank you for checking in on just that one point.
Thank you, not Juan.
Hey guys, how you doing? It's me again. Mr. Brody, next time you're going to one of these federal buildings or government buildings, especially federal, try not to rattle their cages. Those guys are very sensitive. You might find yourself going into another room and getting yourself a full cavity search. They might just find $1.06, maybe even some Canadian coinage you forgot about.
If you don't know what's so funny about this, you gotta just listen in order because you have
it. Scary doesn't have the listen in order jingles anymore. Bring those home, please.
Hey, boys, it's Jacob. I am from Northwest Arkansas. I left a voice back.
Yeah, we remember
a couple episodes back.
Yes, sir.
Y'all were talking about the weather, and I was talking about my area, and then Scary mentioned that, you know, this is Walmart HQ. This whole area is pretty much ran by Walmart.
Yes.
But my talk back was in regards to if you ever come out here, I can show you around.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Oh, forever. Well, I guess he hasn't heard the whole episode we did about why it's called Northwest Arkansas.
In the Bentonville area.
Yeah.
I'll ramble a bit here at the beginning because Scary always starts these things before he stops talking or he cuts Brody off. And 3, 2, 1. Hey, Scary, while you were going on your bougie rant about the above ground pools and the indoor pools, you mentioned you hate water parks. I could be wrong, but weren't you a spokesperson for a water park about a year ago? Careful, buddy. Just looking out for you. All right. Ted from Iowa.
I think water parks are a great place to bring kids for your family, but not for me. I don't have kids. I don't have kids. So there's no reason for me to go to a water park.
Look, a water park is great for everyone. But for Scary, even though he did do commercials for a couple of water parks, he understands they're fun and he knows a good water park from a bad water park. Well, Scary endorses the good ones, and I know which ones you're talking about.
Well, if we're talking about Splashdown Beach in Poughkeepsie on Route 84 in Fishkill, that right there is an awesome water park. And
I'm not going to have you hit the jingle because you were questioned on this. It is, and it happens to be a very nice water park.
Yeah.
But Scary just doesn't like water parks because he feels left out without a family. He wasn't invited with a guest. You know how it is.
And keep in mind, there are a difference between a testimonial and an endorsement. And that, to me, right there, I just pretty much read a script of all the things that are, this coaster's opening, this is the price. I'm pretty much giving information.
Scary
which
didn't
is totally
say he
fine.
Went. He's not going to
represent say,
and say he goes
hey,
all the time.
I went there because I didn't.
No, but if you're looking for a water park, this is a good one.
I have been, and by the way, I have been there in the past. I took a tour of the place. We did a couple of events there a few years ago.
Scary just doesn't like slides.
Yeah.
It's not his thing. Yeah. He doesn't like wave pools. He's not a great swimmer.
Doesn't mean that I don't have the license to talk about it because I can.
Right. Scary likes to stand in a pool with a drink in his hand. That's his life.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yep.
I'm a water park guy.
Brody, you fucking cheap bastard. This is in regards to episode 270 where the waiter rung up $1.06 on your credit card so you could pay him a tip. I mean, come on. You cheap fucking bastard.
Okay.
Brody and Scary, Brooklyn Boys, DJ here from South Jersey. There's just so much to unpack at the end of episode 270. So I think I'm just going to chalk it up to Scary. You're an idiot, and don't be too much of a bitch when it comes to UFC, because you know how grossly overpopulated it is. And Brody, you're kind of also wrong, because I'm a nerd who takes karate, but also likes anime, so.
Okay.
I know, I'm fine with that. That's cool. Well, then you can absolutely, that's fine. You can act out the anime. Ah!
Hey guys, Michael from Dayton, Ohio, actually Miamisburg. This is in reference to 272, and I'm having a hard time getting around the idea that fucking Scary stores papers in the dryer. I don't understand that at all. I mean, I'm sure you have an extensive wardrobe, so wouldn't you do clothes regularly? I don't know. I can't believe Brody let it slide.
Yeah, well, no, it's true. Brody knows my lifestyle. He knows how I live.
Yeah, sometimes I don't question things that I've questioned in the past. And I can't remember if I questioned them on the podcast or not. Yeah. Scary once had an extra radio in his fucking washing machine.
Hey, this message is for Juan Valdez. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, come on now. We can't have slices cursing at each other.
We love all of our slices. We like all of them.
Go
on.
All right.
Brooklyn Boys, John, Long Island, your friendly neighborhood mailman again. Just weighing in on the wedding thing. Scary has made it clear that they know of Robin. They know the details of their relationship and how long they've been together. And then Gandhi got invited with Brandon. Everyone is great, but it's tough when you choose one and not the other. So I definitely agree with not going, but I also wouldn't say anything. It's just simple. Keep it quiet.
All right. Hey, Brody and Scary. Jamie from Queens here. I understand why that stack of papers is still in Scary's place. He's either always doing something work-related or hanging out with his friends like Big Dick Bob or whatever their names are. And when he has time off from work, he's going on vacations where he's like swimming in a pool of champagne or some shit. Brody, you need to teach him the meaning of a staycation so he can get shit done.
Okay.
Swimming in a pool of champagne.
You're right. That's I'm always on the go. I got no time to put away papers. You know, Big Dick Bob is calling, so.
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, it's Danny from Queens. How you doing? So is Brody Scary, you know that. After listening to these talkbacks with my guy Juan Valdez, I just want to say, you guys should rename the show at this point. Brooklyn Boys with Brody Scary and Juan Valdez. Think about it. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brooklyn Boys, it's Danny from Queens. How you doing?
Hey, you're back.
As always, Brody Scary. Nah, I'm just fucking with you. I'm just pulling with Juan Valdez. How you doing?
Hey, this is Christina. I'm calling in regards to all the talkbacks about the wedding, and it's making me wonder if the couple knows about your podcast and listens to the big show, because I'm wondering if they've been hearing all the shit you've been talking about them.
No, they don't.
The whole time.
They live in another state.
Love you guys.
They live far away in a state that doesn't get our big show, and they don't really listen. They don't listen to the podcast.
Brody and Scary, James again. Listen, Vasquez, what's wrong with you, man? You ain't being racist. You can't be upset for the other dude that's not upset about it. Call Indian man, whatever, Alaskan man, Honduran Pablo, Mickey from Transylvania, it don't matter. Can't get mad for the other person.
Brody, leave Rebecca from Jersey alone. Let her curse Nick the fuck out. Freedom of speech. Love y'all.
Hey, this is JP from Virginia. Listening to episode 262. Scary complaining about the breakfast place that turned over a second early. Quit being a bougie bitch. Go to fucking McDonald's and get an Egg McMuffin.
Okay, thank you. And our last one, Brody.
Hey, Brody, it's Scary Menachem here. Originally from Brooklyn. Listening to episode 2, and
two.
Brody, I think by this episode you should play the Scary slipped in commercial jingle.
Okay. Let's go all the way back to episode 2.
Because I know you didn't have the jingle then, but you have it now, but he slipped in a commercial for Dr. I'm not going to say his name because I'm just going to give him extra shout out. So
thank you.
You should play the jingle.
Thank you, Menachem. All right.
Enjoy the next 270 episodes, my friend.
Episode 2. All right. On that note.
Yeah.
You good?
Scary. We're not on vacation next week.
We're not. We're here next week. How do you like that?
Fantastic.
The boys from Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn. Brooklyn. The boys from Brooklyn.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.